Welcome back to our morning show on WRCO. Fuzz McCauley is our guest. Fuzz, the summer's going by pretty quickly, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, I guess you have those, you got that June, that nice weather. Seems like July, the whole heat and humidity just takes off. So you kind of pick and choose the days you want to be outdoors feeding the insects.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It settles in. Yep. It's also bratwurst season.
Yes. When isn't bratwurst season, right?
Yeah, I know it. That's true.
Yeah.
And I kind of, I don't know what it is, but I associate you with bratwurst because you've got quite a history.
Well, you mean eating them or
cooking them? Yeah. Cooking them.
Yeah, we've created a lot of smoke over the years, especially like with the FFA over the years. I think some of the bigger outings were like football games and that kind of thing, you know, at the high school. And yeah, we've gone through a lot of brats over the years.
Indeed. Yeah. And you've got a fundraiser coming up later this week, I understand.
We do. It's with the Nazarene Church, the Youth Brat Barn. If you've never been there, it's in the parking lot of the Nazarene Church, and it's a little barn similar to the one Bernstead's had, you know, years ago. That was the first brat barn I ever remember. But yeah, so we have a little barn there that the kids with some adult supervision sell brats every Friday from 11 to 1. So that's what goes on every week. This coming Friday is a special day.
Okay. And why is it special, Fuzz?
Well, we are going to give a free brat to every veteran that comes. So it's kind of our July thing, of course, kind of that 4th of July carry on thing. And so every veteran that comes to the brat barn between 11 and 1 this Friday gets a free brat.
Have you done that before?
We have not. It's kind of it's a new thing. I think one of our committees decided it would be, you know, a good thing to do. I mean, you can't give enough back to people that gave us all that they had. So we really felt like this would be a good, I wouldn't be surprised if this is not going to be an annual event, but at this point, it's our first.
It's a great thing, a great lesson to teach the kids, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I think as we kind of go on with different generations, when you get away from some of the past wars, you know, you kind of don't have the connection maybe or the net worth, let's say, of the value of a veteran quite so much. So I think this is an important thing to do.
The Brat Barn, as you mentioned, stays pretty busy in the summertime, it sounds like.
It does. It does. It's on a Friday. I think we used to do Brat Barns back years ago. Saturdays were always big days. But the Nazarene Church does theirs on Fridays, and it's a weekly thing, and you get your weekly followers. That's what's cool. They know that Friday lunch, let's go get a brat.
Yeah. They're loyal, then, in other words.
That's correct.
Yeah. So where do the proceeds go generally from the monies raised during the year?
Well, the youth groups of the Nazarene Church, then they have conventions, they have Bible quizzing, they have things that go on that require some money. They do a Boundary Waters trip. Canoe trip kind of thing. So they have several activities that kind of need, you know, additional funding. And like every several years, there's like a big Nazarene conference for kids somewhere in the United States. And so, you know, something like that, you take an airplane and 12, 15 people, you have to generate a lot of money. And so this is part of what goes on to generate the money for them.
Do they have activities during the rest of the year other than the summertime?
Yeah, well, they obviously have like a weekly, you know, Sunday nights is a weekly gathering and activities. And but other than that, it's usually like I say, they have like quizzing, which is memorization of Bible scriptures, and then they compete with other Nazarene churches, let's say in our region, so it might be southwestern Wisconsin, Madison area. So those are kind of things. In fact, we had two kids that went to a national competition for the Nazarenes. So some awesome things to kind of like think, you know, that you're investing in the future with a lot of faith building projects.
That's really impressive. I had no idea that, you know, that really gets them up to snuff with their Bible quotes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. In fact, I helped. I'm not the official youth leader anymore, but I helped fill in last week, and it was very interesting. I had it kind of my lesson plan out, you know, and some scriptures and stuff. And one of the I said, who would like to read the first set of scriptures out of Philippians? And one of the students goes, well, I've got it memorized. I said, you are kidding me. I said, let's hear it. And they laid it right out on the line, like four verses in Philippians. I'm like, whew, that blows me out of the water. So that was awesome.
I am impressed there. How great is that?
Yeah, really?
So then, in other words, if you went head-to-head in the quiz bowl, they'd probably stump you then, it sounds like.
We have tried it.
Have you?
Yeah, so it was kind of a fun thing. But for us in the church, you know, they would announce, you know, kids have been here on this quiz bowl and there, and this is how they've done. And I really had no clue what a quiz bowl was. So I said to Pastor Young, I said, you know, kind of what is it? And he kind of tried to explain it. I said, you know what? I think I'm not the only one in church that doesn't understand this. Let's actually have a quiz bowl and adults versus kids, fully knowing that the adults were going to get blown out of the water, okay? And if I'm going to try to make it as sensible as possible, it was on some scriptures that these kids have already, like, practiced on, that kind of thing. So anyway, so in church one Sunday, we had three or four adults up on the stage, three or four of the kids up on the stage, and then they did this quiz bowl. Well, there was no doubt I was impressed when it was over, and it wasn't because of what we as adults knew.
Wow.
So, it was, and that gave me a great appreciation for how it works and, you know, how great of a thing it is for these youngsters to realize, you know, the value of a Bible and to memorize the verses.
Gives you hope for the future, doesn't it?
Definitely. Definitely does. And not only is it memorizing, but it's understanding. And that's what a lot of these quiz questions are kind of about. You got to know the scripture, but it's also, you know, what does it mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great way to learn because you're having fun and there's a little competition, but it may stay with you then.
Well, they put these things on your chair. So if you know the answer and you're the first one to pop up off your chair, which is a disadvantage for me, by the way, any words like popping, that does,
But things first, pop, but you don't jump up.
That's right. So you get up off your chair and this thing lights up and they know you're the first one and then you give the answer. So that was the part I did not understand when they talked about quizzing. And so, it was really fun. And back to the Brat Barn or any other fundraisers we do, it just really helps to know, okay, this is what I'm investing in. Mm-hmm. And I can't find a better thing to invest in.
Yep. I was thinking Bill Twining should go broadcast that or, you know, maybe host that.
Bill Twining could do it.
Yeah, I would
think
he could.
That's for sure. Yeah, he could do it. And in fact, knowing Bill, he could probably be a good competitor.
I would think he might.
He would. Yes, he is.
He could represent the older folks.
Yes, he could.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add about the Brat Barn on Friday, folks?
I think, and if you don't like brats, you know, there are people that don't, a rarity, but, you know, they have hot dogs, that kind of thing. There'll be chips and drinks, the kind of normal thing. And the other thing that's probably, I think, a real benefit is if you get a hot day, gets to be 90s and, you know, the humidity's right up there, the outreach center is just like 60 feet away. So that is available to go in there into the air conditioning and there'll be tables there and you can sit down and, you know, enjoy a brat with some other people. So if it's really bad weather, that is available as well.
Sure. You never know. Could be raining, too.
Right.
Exactly.
Does.
Yeah. Do you have a capability of drive-through if somebody doesn't want to get out of the car?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have people that drive up and In fact, some of the people, give me my normal.
So they do come about every Friday.
That's right. That's right.
But again, you want to focus on veterans and salute them this week.
Exactly. This is a tribute to the veterans, and we would love to have as many veterans as possible. Don't have to bring anything that proves it. You come tell them you're a veteran and you're taken care of.
Awesome. And if somebody wants to donate, drop off, you'll take some tips too.
Absolutely. Yep, we do. Yep, and we get tips. We don't ask for them, obviously, but yeah, we do. We get donations and tips. And yep.
What are the hours, Fuzz?
11 in the morning till 1 p.m., so through that noon hour stretch. Yep.
Great. Well, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you, Phil.
Have a good one. Mm-hmm. Fuzz McCauley joining us on The Morning Show from WRCO.